Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. I am so glad you've joined us today. Joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. David Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
You know, I'm really thrilled you're on today because, Jill, you
yes.
love high fashion and not really high fashion, but you always
my,
look great.
My own fashion, Steve. I don't know how high it is.
Well, it's a great look. And, yesterday for the first time, we introduced one of the most amazing pieces of fashion ever, and here it is. It is
what?
The most overpriced but undervalued T-shirt that anybody has ever sold, and we're not. It's not a thank you gift for a donation. You have to buy this for $100. It's a $100 T-shirt.
That must be some T-shirt.
And on the back it says this. It's got the New Life's logo on the front. And on the back it says this, I saved a person's life, and all I got was this T-shirt.
Oh, my gosh, that's so hysterical.
Yeah, and so if you you will.
It's a collector's item.
Well, I mean, we have an 800 number. We know that when you give us $100, it goes to support those people on that phone.
Wow.
And we have saved people's lives. So people will say, oh, how'd you save someone's life? And then you can tell them about New Life and how you support a ministry. And you're in for the greater good. But anyway, it is the most.
I like that. Go ahead. Yeah. The most what?
Overpriced
yes.
but undervalued T-shirt ever. It's $100. You can just call us and trust us. It's fabulous. Beautiful. White with green letters. And it will, oh, by the way, in parentheses, it says at the bottom, it says, and all I got was this T-shirt. I saved someone's life, a person's life. All I got was this T-shirt. And a tremendous amount of satisfaction. It says that also.
Well, I like that much better than the days when we used to put caricatures of ourselves on T-shirts.
Yes. This is really
much better.
Amazing.
I think we've really advanced.
Although, haven't we seen people still wearing that T-shirt around at our workshops and things? They love it, and they still wear it. And that's kind of exciting. But we would love for you to buy this because everything is going to go to support New Life in a way that, we need your help and need your support through the summer. And so we're starting to be sure and avoid a summer slump right now. And it's pretty amazing. Now, if you don't want to buy something and you want to give us a gift of any amount, we're going to send you. We've got another thing to offer. It's a really wonderful little cooler that you can have for this summer with our logo on it. It's royal blue. And it's 15 inches by 13 inches by 10 inches. It's got a little insert in the bottom, zippered top. It's got a handle to carry it. Perfect for trips and things like that. So I think you'll love it. Thermal insulated tote bag. And we'll give that to you for a gift of any amount. And then when you're carrying that around and people say, oh, that's so nice, and you say, let me tell you something that's not nice. Mm-hmm. Life is not nice sometimes, and there's a place you can call whenever you need help. That's what that's for. Or I use it to tote my groceries, but there's a place where they'll carry your burden. They'll help you with it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Any way you can tell people about this program, we want you to do it. All right, we'll go to a break and come right back with your phone calls here on New Life. We love you and we care about you. And more than buying the T-shirt or giving a gift and receiving this tote, we want you to get help for yourself. There's no reason to struggle alone. God loves you and wants to help you. You could come to Finding Freedom tomorrow. There's still room right there in Southern California. Finding Freedom, all you KKLA listeners, this could change everything for you. You've looked for something to do to change things? Finding Freedom, the New Life Weekend, call us right now and we'll tell you about it. It starts tomorrow around noon, goes through Sunday. I'll be there. I teach every class. Oh my goodness, I love finding freedom. I want you to find it too. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Really glad you're with us here today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help or if you could help us, we'd love for you to do that. Please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go. How about we just jump over here and talk to Bryler from Oakland, California. Welcome to New Life. How are you? How can we help today?
Thank you, Steve. Sure. I've got a question for you. I've heard contradictory things when it comes to marriage, divorce and remarriage. And, you know, there's some things that make it seem as if you're going to go to hell if you're remarried in the scriptures. And then there's things that it's okay. So I just need a little clarification on that.
Okay. So, do you want to tell us your situation?
Yeah, is this personal?
Well, no, it's not. I was, my ex had cheated on me, and I just barely got remarried, and my new wife, the same thing happened to her.
Yeah.
And the Lord said himself, he said, if somebody remarries other than death or infidelity, they themselves have committed adultery.
Well, it's abandonment by a non-believing spouse as well as unfaithfulness. So he's talking about unless you do that and you remarry, if you don't have those criteria there, then you're causing yourself and this other person to live in adultery was the big, huge point he's making. Now, some people say, well, just because he said you could divorce under those circumstances doesn't mean that you can remarry. Well, why wouldn't it mean that? Because he was talking about people being married, and it was out of an adulterous situation. So I think you're absolutely free to remarry when your spouse has been unfaithful or your unbelieving spouse has abandoned you. Those are really clear things, clear guidelines that Jesus himself provided us with.
Well, right. And, Bryler, it sounds like that's the situation for both you and your current wife, but are you curious then about your ex-wife?
Well, can answer that. That would be.
I mean, I don't know if that's where you were going with it.
No, in general, that's all. My current wife, she remarried somebody else that happened to be incarcerated at the time, and it was
consummated?
Relationship was never consummated.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And she divorced him without consummating. Would that count?
I think it counts because I don't think there's a real marriage there without being consummated. The marriage can be annulled, which is to say that there is no marriage.
Mm-hmm. They never came together as husband and wife.
Yeah.
Here's the question, and this always on both sides causes problems. But we have to ask ourselves, if you're married to somebody and you didn't meet those criteria, well, is that the unpardonable sin?
Right.
Or is there forgiveness and grace if you did? Well, I believe that there is forgiveness and grace if you did. I don't think that it's the unpardonable sin. Okay? Now, does that mean we just go out and do whatever we want to do because it's forgivable? Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a huge mistake.
That's presumption.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
Not faith.
Right. It's taking God's grace for granted.
So would that mean if you're married to somebody other than that criteria, let's say, and would that need to divorce them to be right by the Lord?
No.
There are people. See,
no, that's,
there are
that's
people,
compounding the problem.
Yeah, there are people that actually say that. You should divorce them immediately. Well, that's just, imagine their children who went through one divorce, and now because of that, you're going to put those kids through another. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense, and I don't believe it's right. I believe that we if we are convicted that we have done something outside of the perfect will of God, what he wanted for us, we need to confess that, and we need to repent of that, and then we can be open with other people, and we can tell them, you know, I think I made a mistake there, but I've humbled myself, and I've accepted Christ's forgiveness for it. I don't think you're doomed for the rest of your life because we have a God of grace and a God of mercy. But what was Jesus trying to say? The point was, quit divorcing your spouse just because you don't like her or just because you don't like him and you're not together. He said a lot of stuff like that.
Don't take divorce lightly.
Right, and we do kind of miss the whole point, don't we? I mean, if somebody has an affair and cheats, right, and then they go marry someone else, essentially they're cheating again, aren't they?
Yeah.
They don't
mm-hmm.
necessarily have grounds to marry.
Right.
But if they marry that person to try to make it right, it still doesn't make it right, but they shouldn't then go and divorce to try to make it right. Right. So the whole point is to get your heart right, not to be either in or out of marriage.
Right.
And so bringing that back to repentance and remorse and then going forth and sinning no more, like stopping the pattern.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm really glad you called, and I will send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. I hope that you'll like that. I think you will. And Smart Love to help you in the marriage that you're in right now. Now let's jump over here to Ann, Seattle, Washington. KGNW is the station. Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hello. I have been a victim of narcissistic abuse. I left my husband back in January because I had.
Can you do me a favor?
Complete...
Can you do me a favor? Tell me what that was like. What did he do that you would say that wasn't just abuse? That was narcissistic abuse. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, so I didn't understand when I left him in January. I lost 9 pounds in a week, and I wasn't eating or sleeping, and I was going into physical shock constantly for that full week. Mm-hmm. And we were married for 11 years, and he would be very degrading, exceedingly degrading in the way he spoke to me, the way he treated me in front of other people.
Mm-hmm. All about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, constantly. And I didn't understand he was a narcissist. I didn't know that's what was going on when I left him. I just know I was sick and I wasn't healthy. And I needed to sleep and I needed to eat again. And so I wrote him a 38-page.
Hold on a second. How did you find out he was a narcissist? What made you realize that?
So I wrote him why I thought I was having these symptoms, why I thought I was sick, what had happened over the course of the marriage, how that affected me in that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I my mother is a counselor, and I let her read it, and she basically said that father, who is a narcissist, did those same things to her when they were married.
Okay.
All right. And so then as stuff was unfolding, I've been diagnosed with PTSD now at this point.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the question for us then? How could we help you?
How So what's been going on is I keep having memories triggered daily, or a smell will trigger something, or I'll go into a room and I'll trigger something, and then I'll have like a panic attack, or I'll have an anxiety attack, or I'll have something going on. So how do you get better? Like how do you recover from this? Because it's not like physical abuse. It's not like you ever.
Well, right, and this is a continuation of your childhood, which is why it is so traumatic for you. It's like suddenly you're reliving the stuff that you didn't realize that you had lived through or that your mother had lived through, right?
The thing with my dad, like they were divorced 6 months after I was born, so I never lived with him outside of every other weekend.
But that was enough.
Every other weekend would definitely be enough,
Well, and my mom took us away for 3 years, too, and then... We didn't start back a relationship with him until I was six, and then I would see him every other weekend after that, right? So
So your mom tried to protect you as much as she could from it, but you did marry someone like your dad. Yeah. So now, Anne, your mom's a therapist. You need to be in therapy. And it's awesome that you have your mom, but now you need someone in addition to your mom, right?
I've been seeing an inner healing prayer counselor.
Okay.
There's definitely been like a lot of improvement that's happened over the last 3 months. But I feel like I need something else, and I'm not sure what the something else is, because now this is happening so often and so much. I want to go to the next step of not only seeing what's going on, but now getting healing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, you really need to see somebody along with the inner healing prayer to where you can talk it through. There's something about talking it through that it kind of one of the ways to think about it is you communicate from both sides of your brain, but there's one side that's emotional, and that's where the pain is, and that's where the memories are, and somehow you want to bridge the gap between the two sides of your brain. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, no, it makes perfect sense. It's like connecting the head and the heart, right? So you need to be able to share with someone the truth and the reality. And for you, there's something about you saying it and hearing it in the face of someone who's accepting and caring and can walk with you in it and sit with you in it and allow the emotion to be there as well.
It mitigates the emotional side from being in control. It kind of balances it out to where the rational side is in balance with the emotional side, and it's much more compatible and much more hopeful then.
Right. But this isn't just about solving the symptoms. I mean, that will help, but it's being in a process. So you have to think about it as a little more long-term, right?
Yeah.
We're not just making the anxiety go away. Well, you've been dealing with this for 3 months?
I left in January, so since the January.
Okay.
Longer.
Longer, yeah.
Yeah.
Think of therapy at least a year, Anne.
Okay.
Okay?
And continue the inner healing prayer.
Yeah, do both.
Do both.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like sweeping and mopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
If your floor is dirty... You can sweep it, and that's kind of the therapy, getting all the dirt taken care of and stuff. And then the prayer is the mopping. It's really refining and causing you to really, really go deep in your recovery and clean all the other stuff up together.
But you got to get the dirt out of the way.
So powerful. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to send you my book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. I think you are going to love this book. You're going to find yourself and him in it all over the place. Let's go to Mandy, Spokane, Washington. Hello, Mandy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Sure.
How can we help? I'm calling because I had recently read your book, Forgiving What You'll Never Forget. And towards the end, it talks about the spiritual bondage that happens when we live in unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. And it refers to an example of a woman in her adulthood who forgave her father for some things that, you know, were very difficult to forgive. And when she did that, how he showed up at her doorstep the next day, and it was kind of an awkward situation, but he said, "I was not nice to you." And so in that example, I was thinking through how awesome, and I have seen in my own life, how awesome it is to be free spiritually of that bondage mm-hmm. that we carry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thought that came to my mind, or the thought, the part that I'm confused at is, if we are unaware that someone is unforgiving towards us, are we in bondage to them? If we are the offender, and we don't know, are we truly set free? I mean, because there might be people who are offended by us that we're unaware of.
Well, I think sometimes some things happen that make us aware in the process, there's a freedom that comes without even understanding it. I'll give you some examples when we come back from the break.
Okay,
you know, I worked with somebody and I just offended them all the time, and I didn't know what I was doing. And one day they said, they solved the mystery. This woman said, you know, and that was kind of the way she talked to me. You know, I go, well, what? You remind me of my father. I hated my father.
Oh, ouch. Well, you know,
there
she wasn't very subtle about that.
To not remind her of her father. Okay.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm getting a little depressed. We haven't had one caller say, hey, I want to buy one of those T-shirts. And it's just kind of disappointing to me. I was thinking this could be the fashion trend mm-hmm. of the day, and you save somebody's life in the process. So anyway, I'm hoping for it.
Still hope.
All right.
We need to see a picture. Maybe we flashed a picture.
So, Mandy, Dave, you want to give the ultimate answer here on whether or not we're in bondage to somebody who has not forgiven us?
I don't think you're in bondage to something that somebody else holds against me, and I don't know anything about it. But I know there are situations like the example in the book where something happens in the person who is holding the grudge, and they release it, and there's some kind of a reaction, a response in the person that didn't know anything about it but begins to experience some freedom. But usually God will make it known just like that in that mm-hmm. situation. So it's not some kind of mystical kind of unexplainable thing. It's something that, unless it's known, it's really not effective.
Right, and we're responsible for our part as far as it depends on us, be at peace with one another, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be disappointed if you forgive somebody And they don't show up at your doorstep saying, hey, I just wanted to connect with you, because that's just not going to happen every time.
I was less concerned about that side of it. It just made my mind go to what the reciprocating truth to that, and what does that mean? Something compelled, and I'm assuming that the spiritual bondage that was released, perhaps in the heavens, perhaps, I guess that was the open-endedness to it, was that spiritual bondage that was loosed in heaven, is that what allowed the Father to come?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, right, so that's where my brain goes.
And there was some purpose in that God wanted to accomplish.
Right.
And so
and
that's
then God
why he
touched
did it.
That person's heart, right?
Yeah.
Which reminds us that, you know, there is an upper story that's going on all the time. We're down here in the lower story. And so it's not just about us. It is about angels and all sorts of supernatural
things. What
God
is doing.
There's a loosing and a binding in the scripture. And,
there you go.
And forgiveness is a loosing. And unforgiveness is a binding thing. Mm-hmm. So there is some kind of effect that happens in the person, maybe, but they don't understand it. They just experience some freedom.
Okay, and so I'm so glad you read his book. I think it is so powerful. I'm going to send you his book, Smart Love. I want to write the book, Forgetting So You Don't Have to Forgive. You know, that would be really great if you just forgot about it. But
that's loving and understanding a person with Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah.
Alzheimer's.
You think you want to forget it, but you don't. You don't bury something dead. You bury it alive. And you have to deal with it. You have to deal with it. And forgiveness, I hate to say it, it's the biggest challenge, and it's actually, given what Christ did for us, to receive forgiveness, you could say it's the least that we could do, is forgive someone else. We've been forgiven of so much. Well, let's see. How about we talk with Baxter from North Carolina? Hey, Baxter, how are you? How's it going there? Let me pull you right up here, Mr. Baxter. There he is. Hi. Baxter, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
How can we help today?
Hold on, please.
Okay.
We're not the ones usually put on hold, right?
No, we're not. And I still...
All right, truth is...
Okay, Baxter.
I'll be 45 early June. I'm very upset that my prayers for May have not come to pass. Ever since high school, I kid you not, I've had the absolute end-all, be-all, most difficult time simply being able to find a date or a girlfriend, someone special. More and more of my friends are getting engaged or married. I don't know how or why they can do it. I just can't. As a matter of fact, I have a wide variety of hobbies and interests that just don't ever amount to a hill of beans. I've been told by my Facebook post I do some really cool stuff, but I'm upset that I just can't find anyone with similar interests I can share life of interest with. And I'm seeing unmarried couples younger than me take trips to the beach or Disney World or New York or D.C.
Okay.
I'm usually going everywhere and doing it by myself, and I'm tired of it.
Okay. I hear you. That's got to be horrible.
And I'm very fed up. I'm sick of seeing more of my friends get blessed with special and not me. I told God I do not appreciate that. I had to go to the ninth grade.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Now, here's the question, and then I'm going to turn this over to Dave and Jill. Are you ready for the question? It's the ultimate question I got to ask you. Are you in any... I'm going to ask you three questions. Are you getting any kind of ongoing counseling from a licensed clinical therapist?
Yes, sir.
And how often do you go see that person, and when's the last time you saw them?
I saw him 2 weeks ago. I see him every season.
Okay.
Every what?
What do you mean every season?
Started seeing him early in 2017, so it's winter, spring, summer, fall.
See him once a quarter?
Yeah.
Okay, so no, the answer to that is no, you're not really in a counseling relationship that could change
ongoing
everything in your life.
Somebody that could walk alongside you.
Because here's the thing, let's say you were amazing 5 years ago. Well, now the frustration and the anger and the disappointment taints that amazingness. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So So it doesn't get better, it gets worse the longer it goes, and that's where, you know, a counselor can help you. But I got a couple other questions for you when we come back, and so you hang on. I'm really glad that you called, and oh my goodness, so many other people are right where you are, feeling the exact same thing. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life.
We need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we're back. Baxter, you still there with us?
Yes.
Okay, so I really can't encourage you enough to get with a counselor, a therapist, and get into some long-term counseling. Second thing is, is there a men's group that you could join and be with other men? It's not comfortable, but it's the healing thing that you could do. Any chance you could
find? I think so.
Even a bigger church. Now, here's what's great, is you start to learn to relate to other men.
Right.
And then they give you cues and clues as to, you know, things about yourself that are great and things to work on and all that. And then I'm sensing, when you talk about going so many places alone, you don't have a lot of male friends. And you can...
Well, I do, actually.
You okay. Do? Okay. So you're not going everywhere alone.
You...
Okay. So I would just say this, that the more satisfaction you get out of doing fun, creative things with your male friends is great. But sometimes if all you do with male friends, this is an extreme example, is go to a pool hall where there are other males, then that's not the best thing. You've got to take classes, develop new hobbies, all sorts of fun things like that to meet people while you're getting some insight into some things that might cause someone not to hang around for long term, because we want you to find that companion for life. But you have to be willing to do whatever you can do to make that happen. Jill, Dave, what do you guys think?
I think, Mac, Baxter, it does get frustrating, especially when you feel like you are making an effort, you're trying different things, and it sounds like you do have a lot of interests, which is really fun. But there are subtle things that often get in the way, and I think that's what's frustrating, because we can get a general sense where everybody says, oh, you're a great guy, you know, and you're really fun. Like, you get lots of compliments, but then why aren't you meeting someone that you really click with? And so you've got to mix it up. You've got to dig deeper. And really be in relationships with people that you can push a little bit to tell you more of the truth because they've experienced it with you. And then you've got to be, you know, when you live alone, you've got to be a gatherer of people. You've got to initiate group events, group activities, and let people know, too, that your desire is to have a companion. So,
well, I'd go back to the counseling thing because that's
absolutely
that's building a relationship. There's an edge to you that that we sense even on the radio that would push people away initially,
right.
And somehow you've got to overcome that and get past that so that you don't push anybody away.
Right. And this idea that somehow everybody else gets the good stuff and I just get the bad stuff. So that creates a chip, in a sense, on someone's shoulder, and people can sense that. And you don't want that because that's not inviting.
And, you know,
and that's where the counseling would help.
And sometimes, I don't know how to really say this, but sometimes it's this edge of resentment or bitterness. It starts sometimes as a very, very young child, and it just becomes kind of part of you, and it takes some work to shake it, but you can. And look, here's the thing, spouse or no spouse, I know God loves you, and I know that not everybody that wants to get married finds that spouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's not God's fault. That's the result of living in a fallen world outside the Garden of Eden. You know, it's not perfect out here. And I feel for you. I know what it's like to be single, and it can be really horrible.
Yeah.
It can be great, too, for people that are called to be single, but you don't feel like that's your calling. You want to be married, and I hope that that's going to happen. So I'm going to send you a copy of this little book. Is this the one? It's got some great stuff in there on what to do to attract great people into your life, and I hope that something there will be helpful. Speaking of attractive, let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg. He is in the studio and always handsome and dapper there for Rhonda. Larry, we have new things for people new rewards. And so talk about all the things that we have, including, oh my goodness, the library, the best of library. Isn't that amazing?
Well, let me say this first. You know, the reason we like people to give is because what we do at New Life makes a difference, and hopefully they've experienced it or they've heard enough about it on radio and through other communications that they believe in it and they want to give. But we've also learned that in ministry it helps to have a thank you gift, an incentive, however you want to call it, that people might want to step up and do it now instead of wait and decide. So this best of the best is amazing. Let me read the books off for you.
Okay, so let me just say this. We gave away the Arterburn Wellness Series, eight books. Now we're giving away, see, that wasn't the best of the best. Now we're giving away the best of the best.
That was a pretty good deal.
Our good of the radio hosts and co-hosts, and the retail value of this is $129, they told me. Now, here are the titles. They're amazing.
Okay. Healing is a Choice. Changes That Heal. That was Henry's. Mm-hmm. Healing was yours, Steve. Boundaries, John and Henry. Forgiving What You Never Forget, Dave.
Yay, Dave.
Yeah. How We Love, Mylon and Kay. Secrets Women Keep, Dr. Jill. Every Man's Battle, Steve. Intimate Deception, Sherry.
Wow.
And if you think about just what each of those subjects or each of those books deal with, there's not much that isn't addressed when you think of all those books. And I can't encourage you enough. Please make a $30 gift or more on a monthly basis, and those books are yours.
We'll send the whole library to you, and we've never done anything, I think, that valuable that we've sent folks to say thank you for joining Club New Life. It's the best of the best. Larry, you're the best of the best, and we're not giving you away, but we are grateful for you. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Come be part of the giving family of New Life. Join Club New Life. It makes such a huge, huge difference.
One other thing. If you are,
and that's not enough. If that's not enough, one more thing.
If you're not a Club New Life, if you are a Club New Life member, if you would increase your giving, we will send this to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Right. That's for Club New Life. A gift of any amount. We send you the tote, and we've got a T-shirt, undervalued, overpriced, $100, that says, I saved a person's life, and all I got was this T-shirt and a tremendous amount of satisfaction. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about all of that. Well, I'm really glad Baxter called. We need to talk about that a lot. A lot of people are frustrated over all of that. Let's go to Kathy, Bend, Oregon. And, Sirius XM is how she hears this program. Hello there. How are you?
Hi. You got to remember, I'm nervous.
Okay.
Me too.
Our daughter is... Our daughter is 41 years old and has an severe alcohol problem. She's been hiding. Her oldest daughter has told us it's been going on for 4 years, but increased greatly this last year. Last year we tried to do an intervention with her, and it turned out where our son-in-law decided he just wanted us to back up. We were just overwhelming her. Even though at first he wanted us to be on board, and when we all came on board, he saw her desperate for us not to be, do this. And so anyway, he had us back up, which we did. There was a lot of hurt. This last year, she's been hiding how much alcohol. Last Thursday, I took her to ER after the police were called to their home.
Mm-hmm. Why were the police called?
They were called because for a wellness check, because the daughter had been trying to get a hold of her, and she knew that she was homeschooling her brother, and, so she wanted to see why her mom was not answering.
She was scared.
Her mom was not answering. So the police were called. Anyway, so they waited for me to come so I could help out. In the meantime, the dad was called home from work, and he stayed with the son. And her blood alcohol was 0.4.
Oh, my word.
And she weighs like 110 pounds.
Oh, my word.
Tiny little thing.
What's the question for us?
40% of her blood was alcohol.
What is the question for us?
I'm sorry. The question is, she wants outpatient care only. We're saying she needs inpatient care because there's a lot more to deal with than just even getting her detox.
Yeah. Let me encourage you.
Ultimatum?
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a question other than... But what is the question?
Okay, do we give her an ultimatum? Her son... Our grandson does not need to be watching this. But she wants to see him before she enters detox. But she only wants to do outpatient care.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to give you some help right after this. You have called the right place. You're listening to New Life Live.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. L-I-F-E.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We have one question for you here, Kathy. What would the ultimatum be if you issued an ultimatum? What would that be?
That we want her to get the appropriate help in inpatient care.
Uh-huh.
And we just don't know if we are to subject her son to right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me just go here. An ultimatum says, if you don't do this, we're going to do that.
Right.
And her husband has already told you to back off.
No, that was last year. This year we're back. I'm sorry. Well, this year he's back.
He's on board.
Asking us for help.
Well, great.
Yes.
So let's get her help. And she does need inpatient.
She's not really in a room to negotiate right now. It's mm-hmm. like you guys tried to let her do it her way for the last year, and now she's almost died. I mean, good for your granddaughter that she, sensed there was a sense of urgency there. So I think this whole thing, well, I want to see my son. Okay, we'll bring him to you, or here, you can say goodbye to him, but she's just trying to stall and drag things out. And so I think it's one step at a time, Kathy. She goes in for detox. And then you guys, we were talking about this, you guys be talking to the people at the center. And it's one step at a time. Let's see how she does in detox.
Yeah.
And then it'll be decided amongst the treatment team. It's not up to her, per se, because... as a family, you guys are going to stand firm together. And so it's important that she doesn't isolate any one of you and try to get you on her team that would sway you guys away from anything short of her getting the best help possible.
Right. And the most valuable thing you can do is to be there at that detox center talking to the people about the reality that you guys have been through. That would be the greatest thing ever that you could do. You're part of that. You're there every day saying, well, what are you thinking about this? What's going to happen next? And they feel like they need to kind of be accountable to make good decisions with her versus just kind of an in-and-out attitude that sometimes happens. So I'm really, really glad.
Well, right.
Now, go ahead.
And your kind of your mantra is, we love you. You almost died. And we're going to do everything it takes to help you.
Yep.
And that's what you say over and over again to her.
Yeah.
And you and her husband need to be going to Al-Anon,
mm-hmm.
even together.
Exactly. All right. Glad you called, Kathy. I've got time for one more phone call here. It's Sherry from Chicago. Sherry, I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to try to get to your call. Can we help you in some way? Hello. Sherry?
Now I'm told that's for that Friday.
Sherry, we're there. Here we are. Are you there? Sherry is not there. Well, that's tragic. I'm just going to see if maybe we can try one more time here for Sherry. And
hello?
Sherry, are you there? Hello? Oh, there we go. All right, let me just talk to you for a little bit about alcoholism and drug addiction. Dave and Jill and I want to talk about this for 2 seconds right before we go. The addiction looks like a lot of things. Looks like demon possession. Looks like irresponsibility. Looks like hate.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a lot of things. But it's addiction. And it is amazing when you get the chemical out of a person, it is amazing how much they change.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to happen until somebody makes a bold move and says, we're done here. We're not going to allow this to happen again.
Right.
Now, I've said this before. Northview Church, where I'm a teaching pastor, has some amazing speakers and amazing guest teachers and speakers. And I'm a teaching pastor there. And this past year, Dave came and did a message that was there. And it was in the same series of the message I gave on Focus on the Family earlier this week on Monday. And it was the major problems that people are dealing with. And Dave came in and spoke on the opioid crisis and drug addiction and recovery. In 2018, of all the messages ever given at our church, and it's a big one, we got a lot of people listening, Dave's message was the most downloaded and listened to and watched message of any other message from our church in 2018. What does that say? Well, first of all, people love Dave and they love hearing him speak. But they had to click on opioid problem before they would hear that message. They had to be interested in it. And so we know this. It's a problem. Addiction is a problem. It's in the church. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't be ashamed of it. You need to deal with it. And the sooner, the better. And we want to help you with that. But you have to call us first if we're going to get to work with you and help you. And so 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the place to call. Now, we need your help and support, and you've already heard that we'll send you a library, the best of the best New Life library, if you join Club New Life at $30 a month, or you increase your giving. We'll do that. And I just can't tell you how many people talk to me about how fulfilled they are because they give. They love it. They love being part of it. And then if you give a gift of any amount, we will send you this brand new tote. And we would really love for you to buy a $100 overpriced, undervalued T-shirt that says, I saved someone's life, and all I got was this T-shirt and a lot of satisfaction. That's available there. Now, the thing that we do the best here, and I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you, we've been doing it for a long time. What we do best is we do weekend intensive workshops. And tomorrow, two of them start. One is Every Man's Battle, and you can struggle on your own and ruin your life and everybody around you and betray people and hate yourself, or you could just go ahead and get it taken care of. And that's what so many men have done, and it makes all the difference in the world. It's tomorrow. It starts tomorrow. You can get in. Also, I'm there in Southern California teaching Finding Freedom. And the first time we did this, we were amazed at the incredible results from this workshop, brand new. So if you have been struggling in some area and trying harder just produces more and more frustration, then perhaps this is the place you need to come, Finding Freedom. It's the New Life Weekend. It's shame, fear, guilt, anger, bitterness, all of that, we can help you with it, help you deal with it once and for all, but you have to call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It starts tomorrow. Intimacy in Marriage, the miraculous intimacy in marriage, that is June the 28th. And then Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart, is in Dallas on July the 19th. We also have a recovery conference coming up, 12 Steps to Happier. Now, if you don't want to be happier, what's wrong with you? And here is an amazing experience where we're going to help you find the 12 steps and live the 12 steps and work the 12 steps until you get to a place known as happier. I just think it's a universal desire of, well, it certainly is mine. I want to be happier. There's no downside of happier that I've been able to find. So that's going to be in October. You'll find out all about that. And let's see. What else could we tell them about, Dave, Jill? You guys think of anything? Oh, how about a counselor network, just like you guys? Oh. We have people all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Who haven't heard of.
And they love what they do, and they are, well, we'll connect you with them in your area at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
And they're vetted.
Yeah, we vet them.
Been checked out.
We take them to a vet. We get their shots at the vet, and that's what we do. No, that we really believe that these folks are doing what God wants them to do. And we have a very short feedback loop. If somebody's not doing good work, we hear about it instantly because of our 800 number, and that is the number that you can call if you need some help. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and it's the number you can call if you want to help us. I still don't have anybody that's volunteered to buy that T-shirt yet, so you could be the first. I don't know. We'd love for you to at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just know this: God loves you, and He doesn't want you living in shame. He wants you to be free. Let us help you do that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.